I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning to these testimonies and Thanksgiving service. I believe that we will never remain the same in Jesus' precious name. We have been candidates or victims of God's unusual mercy. The Worship Word and Wonders Night was such an incredible experience. If you were not there, just try and see how you can get a glimpse of what happened that night. As we round off on the subject of taking charge by the force of wisdom, we are actually going to be looking at wisdom for spiritual power and authority. Wisdom for spiritual power and authority. This is going to be very sharp and very brief. We'll be understanding the wisdom keys for spiritual power and authority. If we are saying that we can take charge by the force of wisdom, be in charge, have power, have authority by the force of wisdom, what are the wisdom keys for power and authority? In Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 12, the Bible said that God by wisdom has made the earth by his power, and he has established the world by his wisdom. The wisdom of God goes hand in hand with the power of God. Where you see his wisdom, there you see his power. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 30, we also saw in the life of Jesus Christ that he was both the combination of wisdom and power. He said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. All right, verse 24. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So the power of God is connected to the wisdom of God. If we want to walk in power, there is a wisdom to walk in order to walk in power. Now, what is the wisdom? What are the wisdom keys to walk in power? Number one is access to the Word of God. The Word of God puts people in charge. The Word of God puts people in power. Access to the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, the Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? The word of a king is the word of power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32, Luke chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. If you are wise, you will continually draw light from the word. And light from the word puts you in charge. Light from the word puts you in command. Light from the word is fuel for power. Every bankruptcy of the word is bankruptcy of power. When you run out of the word, of the light of the word of God, you run out of power. Access to the word. Number two is kingdom soul winning assignment. Kingdom soul winning assignment is a wisdom key. In Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Kingdom soul winning assignment. Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power. He said the 70 return with joy when he sent them earlier on, and then they return with and they return with joy. And he said, the 70 return again with joy. And in verse 19 he said, behold, I give unto you power as you go out on this assignment. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You don't beg for power if he doesn't beg you to win souls. You don't beg him for power if you are interested in the salvation of the lost. It may not be open air crusade. Just your neighbor's salvation in your workplace. Salvation of your family members. The salvation of your neighbors in the neighborhood. The salvation of your former classmate. You don't beg him for power if you are interested in the salvation of the lost. You don't beg him for power if you are interested in the winning of souls. It is the assignment of soul winning. Number three is the life of prayer and fasting. That is, power is natural for the man of prayer. Power, authority is natural for the woman of fasting. In Matthew chapter 17 and in verse 21, he said, why couldn't we cast out so and so kind of devil? He said, how be it this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting? By prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But they that wait on the Lord, upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They shall renew their strength. They shall increase authority. They shall improve in power, in stamina. The life of prayer and fasting. If you look at those who knew prayer and fasting in the Bible, they knew power. Moses knew fasting and prayer 40 days before the Lord twice. And Moses walked in power in the Old Testament like nobody else. Elijah knew prayer, he knew fasting. He was before the Lord for 40 days also. Elijah was the one that opened and shut heavens as we'll call down fire. Jesus knew fasting and prayer. He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost after a 40-day fast. He knew power. He knew authority. Nobody can know prayer and not know power. The life of prayer and fasting is a wisdom that puts you in charge and in authority. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Number four, I believe, is submission to, is a wisdom that the wisdom key number four is submission to higher spiritual power and authority. Submission to higher spiritual power. Submission to higher spiritual authority. You are effortlessly in authority if you are submitted to authority. I believe it was Matthew chapter 7 verse 8, Luke chapter 7 verse 8, where the centurion said, Luke 7, 8, where the centurion said, for I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go and he goes, and to another, come and he comes. That is, for as long as I am under authority, I am in authority. Show me anybody who is accurately under authority. He is effortlessly in authority. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with the Master. The challenge of our generation, challenge of powerlessness, is because people don't regard authority. See, small boy born yesterday attacking somebody who was who gave his life to Christ before he was born. Because he has internet and has data. He has credit. See, vagabond generation, almost like a bastard generation. No value for fathers, no value for mentors, no value for elders. So they degenerate like vultures. Show me anybody who has a healthy respect for his elders. And I will show you somebody who will swim in dignity, honor, power, and anything. By the mercies of God, there is not one ahead of me. Papa Yedeko, whose birthday was yesterday, and we pray that God will cause him as his days, so may his strength be. Papa Pastor Yi Adeboye, Papa W of Kumuyi, all these people that God oiled affected their generation. Two of them are in their 80s now, still waxing strong. Anywhere we go around the world, wherever we come, we meet their impact on ground. We meet their footprints, their footmarks, what they had done before we came. And then somebody wakes up one day because he whether he drank kwaya or some devils entered his head. It's so powerless, so bankrupt, so empty-handed. These people that talk anyhow. Nothing. You cannot attract what you attack. It's not possible. Value, submission to spiritual authority, submission to higher spiritual authority and power is a key. I quoted Acts chapter 4 and in verse 13. Beloved, don't be found anywhere careless people are talking carelessly against people who have experience and history with God. When Apostle Babalola was alive, one or two of his people who think that they know maybe more than him or they have his errors or whatever mistake, there was one among them, his name was S.A. Sadella. He lived to be 114 years before he died. He said, in all your perfection, God saw you and rejected you and anointed him. You are so perfect, yet what God gave him, he didn't give you. You are so perfect, yet God gave Papa Debo a generation to disciple. And he avoided you. You are so perfect, yet he gave God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo to be a counselor to presidents of nations and be a voice that abetted giants. And God avoided you. God saw you, but he avoided you. Which means there is something inside you that could be very terrible. He must never make any mistake of putting anything substantial on your life. You see, it's matter that brings out matter. Praise the Lord. Please value. Value is a determinant of profit. What you don't value never profits you. Submission to higher spiritual power and authority. Connection. It brings you, it puts you in power. And it puts you in authority. Finally, for this morning, number five, is walking in uprightness. Walking in uprightness. A clear conscience. Uprightness. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. 1 Kings 17, 1. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as long as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be no rain or dew this year, but according to my word. Before God whom I stand, a right standing with God is standing in power. Show me your stand with God, and I will show you where you stand in power. Before God, whom I stand, show me where you stand with God, and I will show you where you stand in power. A stand with God is a stand in power. And you know what we call righteousness? Is a right stand with God. A right stand with God. A standing relationship with God. Where you stand with God determines where you will stand in power. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8. He said, let your garment be white and let your head lack no oil. If your garment is white, your head will not lack oil. Let your garment be always white and let your head lack no ointment. The purity of the garment determines the pouring of the oil. The pouring of the oil. It determines the pouring of the oil. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I welcome you people this morning into these dimensions of wisdom. Wisdom is actually doing the word of God. And this is the word of God for us. That if you will do this, you won't lack power. In the second service, I am going to look at five more. And the next one is access to the voice of God. When you hear God, it injects power into your spirit. We'll look at that in the second service. We'll look at also passion for the presence and purpose of God. With people who have passion for his presence and purpose, they don't lack power. We'll also look at the life of real worship and praise is the birthplace of power. We'll look at that in the next service. We'll also look at walking in faith. Faith is the currency of power. We'll look at that in the next service. And of course, walking in humility and meekness. The humbler you are, the more authority you command. We'll look at that also in the second service. But I believe that what we have shared this far is going to take you to see results like never before. Follow up on the second service on YouTube. Follow up on the CDs or DVDs. Follow it up on Facebook so that you can get all the 10 points this morning. Somebody stepping into power, say amen. Stand up on your feet and let's give the Lord the praise. 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 Father, we worship you. Lift your hands and honor him, adore him, magnify him. Father, thank you for this moment. Adonai, we love you. El Shaddai, we love you. Rufeka, we love you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands high. Like we said, one of the secrets of power is the secret of prayer. But before then, lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for all that you have received this morning. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're going to take some prayer points for 1 minute each. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24. Isaiah 33, 24. Everybody read together with me. One to go. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Matthew 8, 17.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken
by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father, your word says, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. We therefore reject back to hell every arrow of strange disease or sudden death among the flock. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go put your mouth and pray. Father, your word says, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. We therefore reject back to hell every arrow of strange disease, every arrow of sudden death among the flock. We reject today. We reject to hell. We reject back to hell every arrow of strange disease. We reject back to hell every arrow of sudden death among the flock, globally, worldwide, in the name of Jesus. Let it set a fete sina galaya da harada da harada. Makata zana galaya da harada.